then coming up with strategy and then executing. Like, it's always this thing going on in every area of your company. How do I better support my customers? I'm assessing how we're doing and coming up with strategies, executing. How am I gonna do, how do I improve getting new business, assessing, strategizing? How do I, you know, how do I improve collaboration amongst my team, assess it, strategy? Like, and then you constantly gotta be, you know, just looking at everything.
It's in 30 minute hour.
Welcome to the 30 minute hour. It's the personal development podcast for the seven figure entrepreneur who's looking to level up and become unstoppable. I'm your host, Eric Twiggs, your procrastination prevention partner. And it's been said that the quality of your life is determined by the quality of the questions you ask yourself. Well, on today's episode of Coffee and Conversation, we're going to discuss the five powerful questions to improve your business results. And studies show that 80% of the average person's thoughts are negative. So if you're listening to yourself, you're listening to your thoughts, you can limit your results. And at the end of the day, talking to yourself will work better than listening to yourself. So tune in as we share what those five powerful questions are. Make sure you take plenty of notes and enjoy the show. Today, we're going to talk about five powerful questions to improve your business results. And as I was thinking about this show, I was thinking about my experience when I ran a marathon. And if you know anything about running, a marathon is 26.2 miles of running. Ted's shaking his head. Like, no,
I know nothing about running a marathon.
So it's 26.2 miles. And I found myself doing the run. I was listening to the thoughts that were coming into my mind. I was just listening to myself. Like, here's some of the thoughts. It was like, you should stop. That was something that I was listening to. I was listening to myself. I was like, you should quit. Now, that was something else. I just kept listening as I'm running. You should just give up. That's something else that I was hearing. I was hearing things like, you know, you got 23 more miles to go. Oh, my goodness. Oh, so here's the big takeaway. Here is what I learned from that experience that has to do with our conversation. It has to do with your business. Here it is. Talking to yourself is better than listening to yourself. Please remember that. Talking to yourself is better than listening to yourself. And when you talk to yourself, it's great to ask yourself questions, because that's just the way the mind works. When you ask a question, it forces an answer. And if you ask the right question, you can really change your life. You can change your business, because doing business is like a marathon, right? You're going to have times where you feel like, you know what? I should just stop. You know what? I should just quit. You know what? I should just give up. But you can't. You have to talk to yourself, and don't listen to yourself, and don't believe everything you think. By the way, that's a whole other show we could do. But we're going to do this today. Five powerful questions to improve your business results. Joining me, as always, is Dr. Sharon H. Porter, who's our VP of Media and Communications.
Morning.
Good morning. And then we got Ted Fells, who is our VP of Strategy.
Good morning.
Good morning. But Ted, it's funny. I saw a study that said that when you wear glasses, people perceive you to be more thoughtful and trustworthy.
That's what I was going for today.
Oh, there you go.
More thoughtful and trustworthy look. So it's working.
For those of you listening to us on the podcasting platform, you can't see that Ted's wearing glasses, but he is. Definitely, when you get some time, you can go back and watch us in the What Now Movement Facebook group. You can just send a request, and we promise to let you in. But today, we're going to talk about the five powerful questions to improve your business results. We're just going to get right to it. I just feel like jumping right into it, Dr. Sharon.
Let's
do it.
Let's just get to it. The people that just wait, we're just going to get right to it. All right. So here's the first question you need to ask yourself. You can take notes, write this down. Number one, what are my wins? Right? But what are my wins? And so I define a win as anything that moves you forward professionally or personally, right? Any type of victory, any type of small step, any type of progress that you're making, you know, and this is so important because all the studies show that, you know, 80% of the average person's thoughts are negative, right? So if you're not intentional about the wins, you'll just be overcome with negativity. So you really need to ask yourself, this is such a critical question. What are my wins? I don't care who you are. I don't care how things are going. You have wins. You just aren't thinking about them, right? And then something else, and I'm going to throw it to Dr. Sharon after this. You want to think about something called the 17-second rule. The 17-second rule. So when you have a win, you want to dwell on the win for at least 17 seconds. Because the studies in quantum physics show that after the 17 seconds, you shift your state. That's how long it takes to shift your state. So if you're in a negative frame of mind and you celebrate the win for 17 seconds, you'll start feeling better. It's quantum physics. I didn't make that up. Google it if you don't believe me. It's called the 17-second rule. And you'll position yourself to attract other positive things. If you dwell on the win, you celebrate the win. So think about that. Dr. Sharon, I'll throw that to you.
Okay, yeah, talking about wins, which I love the coaching method of what's important now. And that sort of goes with that 17-second rule. You can't dwell on it, right? You got to celebrate it when it happens. Exactly. Once you won, okay, we can't rest on it. Right. And so that's why I like what's important now, because it's now when you've won, reflect on it and move forward to the next win. And so I do believe that. I love the second team rule. I wasn't familiar with that until you just mentioned it. So I will look for that further. But I think it's important to reflect on that. One thing they always say is experience is the best teacher. But I think evaluating the experience is the best teacher. And so that reflection piece is so important. And so that's why when you have one, reflect on that. Why did you win? How did you win? Can we win again using the same formula? So that's my piece for that.
Dr. Sharon said, evaluated experience is the best teacher. It's not just the experience. All right. Yeah, that's a twiggable quote. There you go. I call it twiggable because I can't say it's tweetable anymore because Twitter's now gone to X, and I'm not saying to X, but that doesn't sound right. So it's a twiggable quote. She also hit on this thing of what's important now. I mean, that's critical. And that's one of those things when I'm out speaking somewhere else, I'm going to be like, it's like I always say, what's important now? I just got this idea I came up with out of nowhere. What's important now? All right. Now that's awesome. So Ted, what are your thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, we have to celebrate the wins. I'm guilty of that sometimes, and not putting as much into the wins, and, you know, just kind of, I don't think I don't put a lot of energy into, you know, the negative. I just kind of move on pretty quickly. And I think, and then when you're having conversations with other people and they're like, man, you did this or you did that. And you're like, oh yeah. You know, and you got to stop and be like, yeah, you know, we did accomplish that. That is a thing, right? Because someone else, that very thing that you accomplished, someone else wished they could have accomplished, right? Like somebody will say, oh man, you've been in business 20 plus years. That's amazing, right? And you're like, yeah, it is, because many didn't make it 20 days or 20 minutes. You know, so you do have to stop and, you know, count your blessings, right? Like whatever it is, if it's something positive. And I think about when I first started in business, kind of how I did things. Like I remember, you know, you create your logo. It was such a big deal. You wanted everyone in the world to see it. You get your first business cards, right? You want to give them to everyone, right? So, man, you already gave me three of those, right? You know, your first website, you just keep going back and looking at it, your marketing materials. And now it's kind of like that stuff you don't really put a whole lot into, you know, because it's not the new contract. So, yeah, definitely, you know, giving attention to your wins is very important.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's interesting. You take it for granted, right? But somebody from the outside is like, man, that is amazing. I'm trying to get to your level. And, yeah. And so, yeah, definitely, yeah, recognize the progress that you've made along the way. I mean, I just, you know, look how far you've come. You know, you may not be where you want to be, but you're not where you used to be, right? That's powerful. And that's a twiggable quote too, by the way. Write that down. And it's a lot of the people that I work with and have worked with, they have this habit where they use a win log. So they're literally going out and maybe take a notepad, maybe take a 4x6 card, 3x5 card, keep it with them all the time. And then as they're noticing little wins, they write it down. Could be, I got a 5-star Google review. I got this big meeting that I didn't think I'd be able to get. You know, my podcast, you know, got 20,000 downloads, whatever. Just keep writing down the wins. And the more you write your wins, the more wins you'll have to write, is how that works. So definitely that's a key question to always ask yourself. What are my wins? All right. So question number two, we're talking about 5 powerful questions to improve your business results. And believe it or not, this is the hardest question for people to answer. It surprises me. Here we go. Why am I winning? That people struggle with that question. That not only what are the wins, but, you know, why did I win? If I'm talking to somebody and, hey, I had my best month in business ever. Oh, wow. Congratulations. What happened? What'd you do? Why? It's like crickets. Oh, I guess it was just a perfect storm. You know, I guess I was just lucky. I don't know. But you have to get to the point where you can diagnose the win. Why did you win? Because you want to make it a repeatable thing. Because it could just be a one-time event if you're not aware of exactly what happened. So really, you need to be able to answer, okay, why am I winning? When you know exactly why. Because it could just be luck. Could just be you're in the right place at the right time. And you can't count on that all the time, right? Because luck runs out. Everybody gets a certain amount of luck. But you need to know why you're winning so that we can make it repeatable. So that's the second question. Dr. Sharon, what are your thoughts? You're on mute.
You're on mute, Dr. Sharon.
I put it in those categories all the time, lucky, losing, learning, and leading. And in order to lead, you have to know why. That's 101. You have to know why. And that's whether you're winning or not, you have to know why. And so why is the golden nugget. Because if you know why, then you can make decisions to make changes, basically. So I think that's more important than anything, is knowing why. So yeah, I think that's a crucial question that everyone needs to be able to respond to, whether you're winning or not winning. You need to know why.
Exactly. Can you say that again? So you said lucky, losing, learning.
Lucky, losing, leading, and learning.
Leading and learning.
Leading, you know why.
Learning. I do want to talk a bit about this luck thing. So, Doctor, I'm curious, like, what are your thoughts? Like, what role does luck play in success? I'm just curious.
Well, you know, and we've talked about that, how, and I think Ted usually brings it up, like you have that one thing that comes and bam. But I believe that even that one little thing that came, it was because of so many things before that. Like, we think it's because of that one incident, right? But I really believe it's, you've been grinding, you've been working. As Coach Prime says, you keep making plays, eventually it's going to show up how you want to, right? But that one lucky break will be what catapults you to where you need to be. That's just my thought. And hey, we'll take luck, right? But we also want to, I'll take luck, but we can't depend on that. As you said, it runs out. And so I just believe that everyone, like they say, it takes years to have an overnight success, right? And that's what that means to me. Like you wake up one day and wow, you've blown up, but you've been toiling for years doing things. And I just think all of that lead up to, wow, that one day you're successful. I just believe that.
Yeah, I tend to agree. So it's like, I have a mentor who I picked up a habit from, where she has 20 minutes a day where she dedicates that to networking, you know, just connecting people, touching base, wishing people happy birthday. If you do that 20 minutes a day every day, eventually somebody's going to be like, hey, you know, I was just thinking about you for this. And it looks lucky, but no. I think that's an example. I think the harder I work, the luckier I get. Isn't that the saying?
I like that, yeah.
But I do think sometimes there's just random luck that comes to everybody, right? You can win the lottery. But yes, I just think you need to know why you're winning and understand the role that luck and chance can play in success. So Ted, now it's on you. What are your thoughts on why you're winning? Then we'll also talk about your thoughts on luck.
Why I'm winning. I think that, for me, I think if you stay in the game, you're winning. Right. So, you know, if you keep your business going, if you like persistence, consistency, I mean, all those things, I think help improve your chances of winning. I think, never thinking that you're there. Right. So you're always looking at ways to improve. You're always looking at, how do I improve my networking? How do I determine better places to go to get to the people that I'm trying to to get to? You know, how do I improve my follow-up? I mean, all those things I think can improve, you know, your chances of winning. Luck, I don't really believe in luck. Right now, whatever you call it, right? I said there's these blessing moments, right? Sometimes, recently had one yesterday. You know, a contact that I've known for it's probably 10 years. He reaches out and he's like, yeah, here's this opportunity that's here. I'm going to connect you to these guys. And, you know, it's an amazing opportunity. And they want to get started, you know, in a couple of weeks. And it's a substantial, you know, like 8 month to 12 month opportunity. And it's like, man, you know, is that, you know, now again, I think if you stay in the game, it's some blessing opportunities, like some things are going to come to you and they're going to be like, man, where'd that come from? Right. And so that's just, you know, the why is just staying in the game and continuing to be consistent and persistent and know that you're going to get those blessing moments, right? But you know, on the other side, you know, there's the things that you have to do to again to continue to improve your possibilities. I mean, you can't just be sitting back and be like, okay, today that blessing is just going to drop today. Yeah, because you never know when it's going to come, right? Like I can look at like the of my career and say, yeah, here was one, here was one, here was one. And each of them came on days that I had no idea was coming. You get a call and it's like, oh, or you get an email. It's like, ah, oh, you still in business? You still doing this? And well, the blessing was I was still in business, right? Because I wouldn't even been able to capitalize on that opportunity if I wasn't still in the game, you know? But so that's the first piece is you got to still be in the game, right? In order to, you know, that's the first, you know, piece of kind of a why, but yeah, you just continue to do different things to try to improve and your possibilities. I think it's I look at it like in sports, like baseball, like I feel like, or even basketball, right? Like if I shoot 1,000 shots, I'm gonna make some shots, right? If I shoot one, I'm probably going to miss Dr. Sharon. I mean, I may not even hit the basket. Right? It's been a while since I've seen the ball go through the nets on the basketball court, right, Eric? But if I shoot, you know, 100, 1,000, I mean, you know, and I'm going to get better at it. So it's just, again, the consistency and persistence.
And I want to add to that, you know, I think about the works without the faith without works, right? Yeah. We can sit there and believe, but you got to put the work in. You can't just sit there and think it's just going to come to you. And I, and you know, just going back to your question about luck or whether it's a blessing, what have you, I think you've put in that work prior to, right? You believe, you hope, you're doing all those things, but you got to put in the work. You can't just sit there and think it's going to just come to you. So
now sometimes people, they get something and just like, man, that person just started his or her business and they got this major account because they knew someone or someone just happened to, you know, and it's kind of like, man, like, and you think about that, like, man, are they, you know, did they do anything all that spectacular? No, sometimes it, you know, they were blessed to, you know, be in the right place and timing and all of that. But, you know, you want to do things that are going to make it consistent, that you're going to continue to have those things in. You got to stay in the game. That's the first part.
Yeah. You know, and I read all these stats about the percentages of businesses that fail. I think a lot of them fail because they give up too soon. Right. Where they, if they stuck out one more day, one more week, stuck it out one more day, one more week, one more month, you just never know. Like I said, they, maybe the opportunity came, they weren't there to get it. You know, you got to stay in the game. You just never know how close you are. And like you, Ted, a lot of breaks and breakthroughs and phone calls, I had no idea it was coming. You know, it just that one random day. If I had quit the day before, I wouldn't have been in position. So, yeah, we got to stay in the game. That's a critical thing. And then I like what Kim Scott says about this whole idea of why am I winning? If you want to keep winning, criticize the win. Kim Scott, she's the author of the book Radical Candor. You got to be looking at the win. Why am I winning? And really getting a full understanding and having that self-awareness. Very important. All right. So we are at the coffee break. Wow. That was just great. I'm going to tell you, the coffee, Ted, it gets better with every episode. I mean, this is just, man, magnificent coffee. I'm just blown away by the coffee this episode. All right. Oh, man. So this coffee break is sponsored by the What Now Movement. You can go to the whatnowmovement.com, our website, and subscribe. That way you're staying in our communication loop, finding out about the different things we've got going on. You can also go to our Facebook group. Again, it's named the What Now Movement. Go to the What Now Movement Facebook group. Request to join. I promise I will let you in. There's a lot of great inspirational content. Our mission is to help you to pivot when you face a struggle, pivot when you face a challenge, pivot when you face a setback. So there's a lot of inspirational content that's in the group. We're asking questions, good opportunity to get your brand out there, and it kind of ties back in. You can position yourself to get lucky, right? You just never know. You never know who's watching. When somebody sees your brand, it resonates with them, that could be a game changer. So don't forget, the What Now Movement Facebook group, make sure you join. You can go to the website, thewhatnowmovement.com. All right. So five powerful questions to improve your business results. Question number one, we said, what are my wins? Question number two, we said, why am I winning? Here's another question. Question number three, how are things going in my business on a scale of 1 to 10? How are things going in my business on a scale of 1 to 10? And it just helps to quantify, and it helps you to really kind of get an understanding of how you're feeling, where you feel things are. And it just, because I think when you can quantify and make things measurable, that's the next step to improving it, yeah, and overcoming it. So we'll start with that, because there's really two parts and it's two different questions. But this is the first part of the question. But Dr. Sharon, what are your thoughts as far as quantifying how you feel things are going in your business on a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah, you know, I would be interested in actually having each of the ratings, you know, really labeled, you know, but you have one, you know, usually it's 1, 5, and 10, so that you know where to fit yourself in between. But that can be a little tricky. Something that I've not done is quantify from 1 to 10, but I would be interested, like, what would, you know, like, tell me what your take is for the one that's you're out, almost out the door, basically.
Right. Well, yeah. One. Thank you. Thank you for putting that up. Yeah. So a one would be things are at their worst. It's just, I got 1 foot out the door, about to close the door. 10 is, this is better than I thought it would ever be.
Yeah.
My wildest, it's beyond my wildest dreams.
And so I wonder if, you know, I'm sure that, and that probably can change too from day to day.
Yeah.
You know, depending, but I know you're speaking like overall, you know, if you were just looking overall at your business, that's interesting. I can really see us doing something with that, Eric, because I just think that's interesting. Like, what are the action steps if you're one, or if it's a 5, or even if it's a 10, you know, because we always say that we have never arrived, at least we should feel that way. Mm-hmm. But you still could feel like it's a 10 and can go off the scale, right? So I don't know. I think that's an interesting take on evaluating your business.
So you think about it. Think about, like, when if you're ever in the hospital, I mean, I've had relatives in the hospital.
They
don't just say, hey, does it hurt? Are you in pain? They say,
exactly.
Tell us your pain on a scale of 1 to 10.
Level exactly. Pain.
So if my relative says, oh, it's a 9. Okay, yeah. It's on. We need to do something here.
Right.
But exactly. Yeah, I'm in pain, but it's a 2 or 3.
Exactly.
Okay? So really, it helps you to know where you are. And that's going to lead us to the next question. But before we get to the next question, I want us to continue to talk about this.
Okay. Yeah, I like that, actually.
Yeah. So Ted, what are your thoughts on quantifying kind of where you are as far as the state of your business, how things are going?
You know, again, I'm pretty... you know, I don't say tough on myself, but when I look at a situation, right, and you say, you know, 1 to 10, and I think, you know, I would say like a 7 is average to me, mm-hmm. right? A 7 says business is still going, it's open, we're doing some things, and we're here, right? I don't want to be average. Right. So it's not going to be at a 7. It's going to be more like a 6. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, you know, like we're not, you know, 1 or 2 where we feel like, you know, we're going to be, you know, I got 1 foot out the door. You know, don't want to settle, you know, for average. So, you know, and always having that mindset that, you know, you're never really there. So it may go between 6 and 8, right? Where it's kind of like, oh man, yeah, this has been a good month, right? But, you know, but you can drop right back down the next month if you're not, you know, hitting goals and things are not moving a certain way. So it's probably, you know, it kind of toggles between probably a six and an eight, you know, I think, you know, and then it's also, you know, how you measure it, right? If you're doing it just based on, you know, sales, right? You know, oh man, I'm killing it. Excuse me, but if you got all type of issues within the organization, and you know, and you know, the culture is not, you know, where you want it to be, or your staff, your team is not really where it wants to be, because it's more to it than just, you know, the numbers, right? I think it's everything. So when I'm looking at that, I'm looking at numbers, I'm looking at, you know, the team, and that, you know, kind of, you know, collaboration within the team. Do I feel, you know, do I feel really good about where we are right now overall, you know, our customer base, you know, the, you know, the possibilities to grow organically with the, you know, with the current customers and all that. So it's just a lot that goes into it to think of, okay, how do I really feel? Because I hear people all the time like, oh yeah, we're, you know, the company's great, you know, because the numbers are right. But that, you know, if it's stressing you, if it's taking too much to get stuff done and all that, then, you know, that all needs to be taken into consideration as well for me.
I was going to ask Ted, especially you with individuals in your business, right? Do you think it would be advantageous to actually have them rate it as well? Because I'm just thinking with all of those, you know, different parts, because different where you stand, you may have a different perception. You know what I mean? And yeah. So I'm just wondering, would that be an benefit to you who have people under you?
Especially your core team. You know,
yeah,
know
or what, at least
what,
that right.
what they're thinking, because you're like, man, I feel great. And these guys feel like we're being run in the ground. It's the worst thing ever. Let me get my resume out there.
It's a one.
It sucks. It sucks.
I think that's a good calibrator. I really do.
Yeah.
No, that's a great point, Dr. Sharon. You know, getting everybody else's temperature and their perception. Because it's easy to be fooled by results, right? Sales are great. Sales are better than they ever been. And you may be hearing great things from the customers. But then when you stop for a minute and ask yourself that question, like, I'm stressed out. Like, this is my business and I don't want to go into it.
I don't
want to go to work every day. It's my business.
Tomorrow's is Monday tomorrow. It's your company, man. You can take off. You don't have to do it tomorrow.
But you're right. So, because like your results could be a 9, but the culture and the morale and everything else could be a 3.
Exactly.
Right. And if you don't address the culture, the sales will start to dip. Right. Absolutely. So your success isn't sustainable. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's why it's key that we really, you know, focus on, okay, how are things going? Scale of 1 to 10, 10 being best. Or you could do a 1 through 5, whatever your system is, but have some way to quantify how you feel things are going. And that leads us to the next question, which is, okay, you said it's a 4 out of 10. What would need to happen for it to be a 5? It's a 6 out of 10. Okay, what takes it to a 7? So now you can, okay, yeah, to go from a 6 to a 7, you know what? I need to hire an operations manager. That would really take me to that next number. That way I can get out of this operations and I hate it really, but da 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 da. So I want to get you guys' thoughts around that as far as, okay, what's going to take, if I say it's a 5, what's going to take it to the 6?
Yeah. Dr. And that's Sharon? What I was thinking. That's part of what the action steps would be, even doing the Likert scale. For whether you do it quarterly, monthly, or whatever, but actually taking the average for an overall. So I could really see like you doing the scale, then figuring out what you need to do to make it happen for that time period. Because I definitely don't suggest you wait till the end to do this. I can see this at checkpoint, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's quarterly, monthly, however. And then actually at the end, taking the average of those and creating that action plan. So I definitely, that would really come through, you know, a strategy meeting with the people who are involved, your core team or the individuals that are help leading your company, I think, to me, to understand. We talk about, that's going back to the why for me. You know, if we know why, then we're able to maneuver to the next steps. This did not work, so then we need to do this. But if you're sitting there and you have no strategy, no plan, and you have no clue as to what to do next, you SOL. Your business is not like for real, right? And so if you find yourself sitting at the table and you can't come up with reasons why, you're in trouble. Because the why is going to help you understand what the next step should be.
Yeah, no strategy, no plan, and no clue.
You're in trouble.
You're in big trouble. Oof. Okay. Ted?
Yeah. I mean, you know, how to move up and what are those next steps? Again, I think that you're constantly, you guys have heard me saying this, my ASE model, right? You're constantly assessing and then coming up with strategy and then executing. Like, it's always this thing going on in every area of your company. How do I better support my customers? I'm assessing how we're doing and coming up with strategies, executing. How am I gonna do, how do I improve getting new business, assessing, strategizing? How do I, you know, how do I improve collaboration amongst my team, assess it, strategy? Like, and then you constantly gotta be, you know, just looking at everything. You know, I mean, it could be something that's like, I had a situation this week where, you know, an employee was trying to get some information about something, and the other employee responded back and said, "Well, if you had read the email, da 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 da," and I was like, "Oh, like it was a little bite in that."
Wow.
You know, and so, you know, so I had to, you know, send an email to the person and say, "Hey, you know, I get it. I know you're working hard and you got a lot going on. And, you know, but yeah, you know." And the thing was, the email was sent, it was a whole bunch of people CC'd on it. And I was like, "Ah, you know, I see an issue here. Like, I got to see that. I got to try to, you know, get into that." Right. And then, you know, a couple things was going on, right? Like, yeah, I could see it was the issue with that the employee was kind of jumping in and trying to, move some things along, had good intentions, right? You know, but just kind of the approach was not being well received. And then also, and the person that had sent out the email, I found out that she had a death in her family. So she was already on the edge, right? Already. Right. So it's like, okay, all right, I understand this is going on. And then I had to say to the other person, "Hey, you might want to, you know, kind of watch how you do what you do." I mean, everybody's intentions were, you know, to do, get stuff done. But, you know, there's people stuff. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, you're dealing with people. It's never, and I tell people, it's usually never the work. It's just people. You know, nobody says, "Oh man, stuff is so hard, so difficult." No, it's people be peopling, Eric. They be peopling, right? And you got to be able to manage that. And then that's the biggest thing, right? If you can get that people part working in your organization, you could figure out stuff, because they're going to want to collaborate. They're going to want to work together. They're going to enjoy what they're doing. You know, but so much goes into, you know, into that, right? You can do so many things within the organization, but then you got, you know, like, you know, people are dealing with personal things. That's why sometimes I'm, you know, my team meetings I have, I'm like, "How are you all doing? How's everybody doing? How's everybody like?" And really, you know, that's why Dr. Shen, I've been needing cameras on, right? Because I can, you know, you can't, you know, somebody's like, "How you doing, Ted?" "I'm good." "Yeah, I'm good. I'm good," right? Versus, "How you doing, Ted?" And you see him just rubbing their head. You can look at them and you can tell, you know, all of that stuff kind of, you know, needs to be taken into the consideration, because it's all a part of, you know, I guess that, you know, that machine, you know, moving your company, your organization, moving the way it needs to.
So I have a question. So in knowing, I think we are on the, what do you do next, right? Like you, mm-hmm. right, Eric. So, and I've asked this question before, and I can't remember if someone ever said anything. Once you are using a strategy and it's not working, again, what's the point that you know that it needs to be changed or it still needs time? Like, that's always like a big question. Like, do I still need to give it time, or it's time to move on to something else?
I mean, I think in that one, I mean, one is there's a gut feeling kind of thing, right? But then the other thing is, you got to really look at, are you really doing the plan?
Mm. Yeah.
Right. That's just like, let's go back to the, we always use this gym scenario. I got two gym memberships. You know, I'm not dropping the weight. I'm still feeling this. And it's like, well, but, you know, how often are you going? Mm-hmm, how are you, you know, how's your diet? right? You know, because you can be like, all right, I'm gonna change to this new gym. You can go to this new gym. That's not gonna necessarily make much of an impact. It's the flashy new gym. You know, they play certain type of music. And are you gonna go? Are you gonna go? When you go, are you gonna work out, or are you just gonna be walking around taking selfies of yourself and you know, take a picture of yourself, right? You know, so is it the strategy, or is it the execution of the strategy? I think that's the biggest thing that you're gonna have to look at and making those to determine if I need to change it or, you know, continue to be, you know, like I know if I'm making 20 calls a day. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not the calls that's the issue, right? You may want to increase your calls. Are you calling the right people, right? So, you know, I'm going to stop these calls because I'm not getting any bites. Mm-hmm. Are you calling the right people?
It could be your tone of voice, right? Sometimes you get in a slump, you get down, and it's subtle. It just could be your tone of voice that's not as welcoming. I think there's a difference between, you know, doing the right things and doing things right. And I think there's a reason that top performers all have a coach, the elite performers. They all seem to have a coach because sometimes it may just take that outside perspective. It may take that person who listens to how you're doing the calls and say, you know what?
You know, it's funny, Eric, that you say that and you think about like people doing like the mass emails. Mm-hmm. And or calls, and then now you see the calls and emails, they're more personalized. Hey, Eric,
right?
You know, just checking in again. It's me, Doug. You're like, who is me, Doug? Oh, yeah, you know, season's greeting, Eric. I hope everything's going well. How's the, you know, family? Hey, let me go into, like, it's not that they stop the mass emails, and they try to. You know, I guess they feel like they can trick you into thinking that they know you or something, but, you know, it may work on, you know, it's just doing the same. It's making the calls, but how do I tweak, like you said, my tone in that communication?
Yeah, because, I mean, there's so much nuance, and that's why it helps to have that person. It's good. And that's why I think, Dr. Sharon, it's good to, you know, if you feel like you're in that place where you're hitting a wall, right, where it's like, okay, at what point do I stop, or what point, or I'm at a point where I just need to keep doing this and it's going to pan out, you know, is there somebody that already has the result, right? Who already has that result that we're aspiring to, and can we plug into that person? And then what are they doing? Is it a coach? Is it a mentor? Is there somebody in the mastermind group that already has that result? And I think that can help to answer the question. So Dr. Sharon, you feel like, have we answered?
Yeah. And as you were talking, I could also see, also, is there any progress being made at all, mm-hmm. you know, doing it, you know, which is what, because I just run into that so many times. People just, you know, is it time to just throw in the towel and come up with a whole nother plan? But I do like that, because it's not always the plan, it's how you execute it. Sometimes if you're not doing it with fidelity, then, you know, then that could be cause for not meeting your expected goal as well. So yes, that makes sense.
Yeah. I think I shared this before. I had a situation where I was sending out communications, trying to get certain guests for the podcast, and it was just nothing but crickets. And I plugged into a mentor, and they were like, hey, you know, have you thought about this? I did that. And all of a sudden, you know, since then, five or six people have been like, oh, yeah, great, yeah. So I think you just get to that point. It's good to recognize when you're at that point. So here's something else, a variation of that. You know, what would you change? What would change that number? Another variation, and I use this on people I've worked with who tend to be negative, right? Write this down, right? So they say, yeah, I'm a 7 out of 10. And I'll say, oh, wow. I thought you would have rated yourself lower. Why'd you rate yourself so high?
You said you thought you would have rated yourself lower.
I'll start turning around on them. I'm like, oh man, I thought you would have given yourself a lower score. Why'd you rate yourself so high? Well, you know, yeah, I just hired a great person. And then, so again, it kind of gets them, it reframes them to the positive. They get them to think that, oh, okay, no, it's, you know, I'm not as, things aren't as bad. And that's something to try with yourself, whatever score. Why didn't you rate it lower? That's another way to really look at, get a full perspective of what's going on within the business. So try that. Try that with yourself. If you lead people, you coach people, try asking that, especially that person that tends to be that glass is half empty type of person. Oh, wow. Yeah. I thought you. And it really, it disarms them. It kind of catches them like, huh, what? Well, but it gets them, they leave the conversation thinking more on a positive. All right. So we've talked about 5 powerful questions to improve your business results. Number 1, we said, what are my wins? Number 2, why am I winning? Number 3, how are things going on a scale of 1 to 10? Number 4, what would change that number to the next number? So here is the 5th question. What tools or resources do I need to get to that next level? And we kind of touched on it already with Dr. Sharon's great question. A lot of times it's a mentor. It's somebody that has the result. It's a coach. It could be a class. It could be a group. And I saw this quote where it said, if you want something, go get it. If you want something faster, go get it with a mentor. So I think that could be powerful. We need to be thinking about, okay, what tools or resources do you need to get to that next level? Dr. Sharon, thoughts?
Yeah, definitely. It's always nice to have guidance.
Yes.
It's always nice to have guidance. I always say, you know, we can learn by our own mistakes, but why if we can learn from others, right? And so others' mistakes. I think people have a hard time finding the right mentor, though. Like we keep saying, you know, just get a mentor, get a coach. I think we need to really talk about how to, you know, find the right person for you. And I get, and both people are actually, you know, it has to be a fit for both. And so I don't know if new business owners or just business owners in general, you have your people that may be in a distance that aren't your like true mentors, but mentors from afar, you know, how you have those. But as far as individuals that you can call on, individuals that you can rely on and pick on, because sometimes you have to invest in these individuals. It's not just someone you call up and say, hey, can you be my mentor? You have to be expected to invest in yourself for this. And sometimes people are not. So finding the right one may be difficult.
Yeah, yeah. So what are your thoughts around that, Dr. Sharon? Like, what are some things people need to be thinking about when they're looking for them? The person that's listening to us right now says, I get it. I need a mentor. What should they be thinking about?
Yeah, I really think people need to make sure that the individual that you are seeking to be a mentor is aligned with you. Like, you're not just looking for someone that's just going to go along with you. Like, that's not a good mentor, right? You need someone who's going to be truthful, someone who's going to be hard-nosed, because it's not the time for cuddling or protection, right? But yet some people want that. Go back to the exercise. When you have a trainer, that in-your-face trainer, people don't like that, but that's what you need. If you have somebody that allows you to quit when you want to quit, like, what's the point, right? You know, and so I'm just thinking you have to be able to know what it is that you need. Not that you want, but what is it that you need? And so you need to look for someone who is aligned to what you're trying to do and who's able to be hard-nosed, tell you the truth, nothing but the facts, to get you to the next level.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great insight, because we're not going to put ourselves in pain.
We're not.
Even in the gym, as hard-nosed as I am, there's a certain point I'm just going to stop, Ted. I'm just on my own.
Yeah, yeah. It's never 5 sets for me, except when I'm with a trainer.
Right, exactly.
I need 5 sets of 50. That's not what I was thinking. I was thinking maybe 2 sets of 25 or something. I wouldn't think 5 sets of 50.
Right.
Yeah. So, no, I think that's key. I mean, somebody that's just brutally honest.
Right.
Somebody that's going to look at your content and say, that's not going to get it done. You know, you should consider this. Yeah, and then somebody that's going to put you in pain to some degree. That's where the growth happens, right? When you leave the gym right now, I'm sore. And I'm in pain a lot of times because of some of the workouts, but that's where growth happens. I think these are great, great points, because it's not just to say, oh, I'm just going to go out and find a mentor. There's plenty of people calling themselves that.
Exactly.
So, Ted, what are your thoughts?
So, you know, I think your initial question was, kind of tools and resources to get to the next level. And, you know, mentors is one of those resources. But I kind of go back, it was interesting, you know, recently, you know, within our company, you know, we implemented CRM tool, right? You know, kind of was a customer relationship management kind of a deal, right? And, you know, the person that's implementing it, you know, she's very passionate about it. She's got this thing going. She's all in, right? She's all in, and she's talking about it. And, you know, we're like, yeah, you know, this tool. She says, that's not a tool. It's not a tool. It's not a tool. You can't. It's so much more than a tool. It's this. It's that. So, you know, she was biting my head off for saying tool, right? So I was like, okay, a platform. And then she kind of liked platform better than me saying tools. So she said, oh, yeah, because if you start thinking it's a tool, So then I had to say to her, I said, you know, really, at the end of the day, like, people have been and are very, very successful without using this platform. Just know that, right? Like, you know, these things have been put in place to, you know, to improve, you know, increase efficiencies and that kind of stuff. But just know, you know, this business, when it comes to generating businesses, is always going to be like this basic, like, blocking and tackling. Like, you're gonna have to meet people. Right. You have to follow up with those people, right? You know, you got to be able to deliver. Like, all these things are really what this thing is really about. And this right here platform is helping you to be able to monitor it. And it's only going to be as good as what you put in it, right? You can have the best. Again, it goes back to some workout equipment, right? You can have your own gym in your house. You said, hey, you know what? I was at this gym. And, you know, I was at Gold's, and then I decided to join Planet Fitness, and that didn't work. So I actually redid my basement. Now I have the gym in my house. That still doesn't mean that you're going to do it anymore, right? So at some point, you still got to do. So yeah, as excited as you are about the platform or whatever you want to call it, you got to be able to put some stuff in it. Right. So, team, don't think that now that we've implemented this thing, and that's kind of where I'm going to talking tools and resources, get your next level. There's not only the tool, right, or the resource, the mentor, or whatever. It's still going to come down to the mindset, right? Like, okay, I got this platform. We got to get stuff in there, right? We got to get stuff. We got to still make the calls, Eric, Doctor. And we still got to go to the events, because we need something to put in this thing, or it's just going to be there. Things are not going to turn around because we put in X system, right? That's not going to do it. Things are not going to turn around just because we joined the gym, right? or we took the gym in the house.
That's true.
Right? It's still going to be a mindset thing. Look, Doctor. You don't even look at the basement anymore.
Right.
Why don't you go? You ain't been down the basement all year because that equipment down there. You don't go down there. And that equipment is like, uh-huh. All right, Eric.
That's true.
All right, you went out there, did all this research, paid all this money. You're paying monthly for this Peloton or whatever, and you not even getting on it. Right? So, I mean, so that's the
Peloton
thing.
Peloton is holding your laundry.
Yeah, so then going back to the mentor, right? You get the mentor, but then you're not following up with the person. You're not doing the things
that they said to do.
You know, I got a mentor. She's a CEO of a Fortune 500 company. I mean, shared this not too long ago. Man, I've watched her over her career and be so successful. And she said something to me years ago when we first started kind of having conversations, and she said, Ted, you know, your business, you know, it's not going to get to the heights that you wanted to get to until you get married. That's what he said to me. Now, this is what he said to me. He's not gonna, you're gonna have to say so every time we hey, Ted, are we any closer?
That is interesting.
Are we any closer? Ted, like, so
the are you gonna tell us the rationale for that?
Yeah, well, I think she probably thinks from a standpoint of having a partner to support you and, you know, to kind of encourage you and help you to do things. And, you know, I can see how that could be helpful if it's the right situation, right? You get the wrong one. You're working again. You're still doing it. You're still in there.
Right.
You ought to give up. You ought to give up and get a job. Get a job. You ought to give up, man. You suck. Man, at that point, you're not going to be the part of it. I think she's thinking if you got the right person to encourage you and be there and pray for you and, you know, help you when you're sick and all. I can see that, right? So, but the last meeting we had, she just touched on it a little bit. She didn't touch on it too much because I think she probably figured, I'm giving up on him. He's not hadn't taken this piece of the advice, but he's done the other things. But still, though, I mean, you know, those things that mentor is giving you, you know, some recommendations and things, and you know, definitely take it into consider, you know, those things into serious consideration, because you know, you would think that a lot of those things they did in order to elevate in their careers. I mean, I like to have someone that's, you know, when I first started the company, I went to talk to people that had already done what I'm trying to do. That's me. Now, that's not saying that a person that hasn't done it can't provide you insight from the outside looking in. But for me, you know, it was very important to have someone that's done that, you know. You know, at a high level, because I think there's a lot of lessons learned, right? That I could get from you know, dealing with someone that's, you know, that's been there and done that. But again, you know, yeah, that doesn't mean that you can't get insight from someone else that, you know, has been successful in another area or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I think you bring up an interesting point. I think in addition, it's not just enough to find a mentor. It's not just enough to join the gym. You really need to be training your mindset all the time, because, you know, your mindset can be in a good place at one point, but then things happen and it can easily, because if your mindset isn't right, you're not going to take action, because that's really that's the top of the bottom line. You know, you can get the greatest advice on the planet. If you're not taking action on it, it's not going to help you.
You know, I got this other saying recently, Eric, you probably heard me say it. I say, everything is about me. Mindset and execution.
Yeah.
Right. So that's it. It's all on me. Right. And first you got to have that mindset, and then you got to execute. You got to be like, okay, I'm going to lose this weight. I'm going to grow this company. I'm going to get these new accounts. And okay, what's going to be my way to get it done and do it?
Yeah. So I think you just, what are you doing to train your mentality and mindset on a daily basis? I mean, I think listening to podcasts help. For example, I know this podcast called The 30-Minute Hour, where that's one of the things we want to help you to train your mindset. Dr. Sharon, I know you got several outstanding podcasts that help people, like kind of along the same, the Women Who Lead and just some of the other podcasts that you provide. But that's one of the things that, one of my missions, our missions for doing these podcasts, or some of you are listening on the 30-Minute Hour platform now, that's what we want. We want to help you to train your mindset. We want you to be able to log off of the podcast and be ready to take action. You know, that's really where it boils down to. All right, good stuff. We've talked about the 5 powerful questions to improve your business results. We are bringing this to a close. But before we close, we just want to make sure you don't forget to go to the whatnowmovement.com. Make sure that you subscribe so you can get our content. And don't forget to go to the What Now Movement Facebook group, where I promise to let you in when you request to join. Thank you again. This has been an outstanding episode of Coffee and Conversation. Until next time, have a great one. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the 30-Minute Hour Podcast. We need your help to grow the show. One of the best ways that you can help us is by leaving both a rating and a review.
You can go to Apple Podcast, Stitcher, or any of those other podcasting platforms and leave us a rating and a review. We've got a bonus that we're running for this month, a special bonus, that if you take a screenshot of that rating and review and you email it to eric@ericmpwiggs.com, you get entered into a special drawing where you can win a free copy of my book, The Discipline of Now, 12 Practical Principles to Overcome Procrastination. And then lastly, don't forget to share the show. That's right, share the show. Share this show with someone in your network who you know will benefit from the message. Again, I thank you for listening, and remember, don't allow perfect to become the enemy of progress. So keep growing, keep growing.